Vayter and Shas, we are in Daf Lamed, picking up on Chav Tesem Beis by the beginning of the third perek, Lulav HaGuzzle. Very, very famous perek. And we're going to be talking about the idea of a Lulav and, different ideas about it. Let's get started. Number one, Lulav HaGuzzle Yavesh Pasul. We know that if you have a Lulav that's just stolen or it is Yavesh, it is going to be Pasul. Rashi explains right away that if it's stolen, it's going to be pasuk, because the pasuk says, "Lekachtem lachem ksiv mishalachem," which means you have to be taking the biyom rishon for yourself, and it can't be stolen. Yavesh to be in a mitzvah mehuderet ksiv va'anveyu. It's got to be a beautiful mitzvah, and it can't be something which is all dried up. Shalasherev shalir nidachas pasul. If it's a lulav from an ashera or an ir nidachas, then it's going to be pasul. What does that mean? Rashi says ashera is an ilan, a tree that is served as a vodazara, and the Gemara is going to explain the reason why that is. An ir nidachas is that if you have a whole town of people that are involved in doing avodah zarah, what happens is the entire place has got to be burned to the ground, has got to be incinerated. And being that's the case, we know that it's got to be at least a lulav, as Rashi points out, has to be at least four tfachim. And since it has to be burned, it's looked at already as it is burned, and therefore if you have a lulav from there, then it's no good. Shel asher v'shel nidachas is going to be pusel. Niktam rosho, let's say the top of it got snipped off. Rashi says it's going to be pusel de lavi hadar, because it's not beautiful in such a case. If it's niktam, if the top of it is broken off. Nifratu olav, let's say its leaves are nifrats, which means that they're separated one from the next, from the shidra, from the spine of it. They're not mechuber at all, not connected, except for when through an aguda, when you go ahead and you wrap something around it to keep it connected. That's the only way, and that's not called hadar if it's in such a case. Then it's going to be pusel. Nifradu olav kasher, but if it's nifrad, like it's separated, but it's still connected, it's mechuber by the shidra, it's just on the top, though the leaves are separated from one to the other, like the branches of a tree are all separate, but all connected. Abihuda omer, yagdenu milmala. So first of all, nifradu olav is going to be kasher. Abihuda omer, he says that yagdenu milmala, you should go and you should do an igud, which means that you should go ahead and bring them all together. If you have a period, yagdam shu'ul, it should go up with the shidra like other lulavim. Okay, now, tzinei har habarzel ksheros. Rashi says that, what is this? Tzinei har habarzel, there's a place called har habarzel, and tzinei har habarzel are, that the Gemara is going to explain this later on, that these are a lulav that even though its leaves are very short, and therefore they don't go all the way up with the spine. They just kind of like leaves go up a little bit on one side, the other side a little bit, get higher, but they don't go all the way up with it. It's just very short. In such a case, it's going to be kosher. Lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tfachim kedi laneah bo kosher. And lulav which is three tfachim in order to shake, is going to be kosher. And Rashi explains that the Gemara is going to say, and daf lamed beis mud bais, the shlosha tfachim teya shidra kineged orko shel hadas. They should have the length of the hadas also is three tfachim. This should go up with the hadas, three tfachim, and then another tefach goes above that in order that it should be able to do the na'anuim, which is like the shaking it. The Gemara is going to say later on Lamed Zayin Mabez, that's Milo, Morid, Moluch, Chomevi, going all the different directions in order to stop the Ruchos, Raos, Vitalim, Roim, all the bad stuff, which is going to, the bad winds and the bad rains that are going to come. Zok Tahailia Gemara, Kapasik Vitani, Loshna B'yom Tov Rishon, Loshna B'yom Tov Sheni. It's just like basically Paskin, the Kapasik just straight up said that it's puzzle, and it didn't make any distinction, Loshna B'yom Tov Rishon, Losh Nabi Yom Tov Sheni. He didn't say whether this is talking about Yom Tov Rishon, which is a Daraisa to get in, or Yom Tov Sheni, which really you don't have to take the Lulav. It's just to me, Durabanan, that what we do is we go and we take it also the rest of the days. The Biyom Rishon Ksiv, the Pasuk says, only on Yom Rishon you have to go and you have to take it. However, we know that in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to take it for all 7 days in order to remember that. So therefore, we go out to meet Darabon and we take it the rest of the days as well. But interesting, it says it's going to be puzzle if you take a lulav, a gazel, a yavish, it's going to be puzzle. And it doesn't seem to say Rishon, Sheni, doesn't matter either way. Now, so this is the Gemara. Now, hold on one second. Bishlam yavish, we understand the case when you say lulav, if you have a gazel and yavish stolen or dry. Okay, if it's dry, I get it why it shouldn't be good. Even the rest of the days is going to be puzzle about a nami, because a mitzvah of zeichel mikdash, and that needs to be hadar, that needs to be beautiful, and hadar b'yinan v'leka, you need it to be beautiful, and you're lacking that when it's all dry. Elo gazel, but a lulav of a gazel, bishlam yom yom tov rishon, I understand why it shouldn't be good on the first day of sukkah, if you're going going to take it to Chsiv Lachem. The Pasuk says, Ulkachtam Lachem Yom Rishon. It's got to be Mishel Lachem. It's got to be yours. El B'Yom Tov Sheni, am I low? What's the issue in Yom Tov Sheni? Why can't you take a lulav, a gazel on Yom Tov Sheni? A yavesh we get because it can't be dry. It's shasta mignasi. It ain't going to be beautiful. But I can't take a stolen one. It says specifically and particularly, it's got to be Lachem only on day one, not day two. Says Gemara, Amar Avnei Yochanan, Mishum Mishum Meyochai. So they come up with another answer, which is quite a famous answer. Beep, turn the page. Lamanamath, Mishum, the Havale Mitzvah Haba'a Ba'avera, because by ending up using this, it's a mitzvah of lulav Haba'a that comes Me'avera. It comes Ba'avera through a sin. You got it through stealing. It shouldn't be used as a mitzvah. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk of Malachi, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking and saying, you think I want your stolen stuff and your messed up stuff and your sick stuff? You're going to bring me these things as karbanos? You think I'm going to accept it? Shenem, aveisim gazel ve'asa piseach ve'asa chola. You're going to go and you're going to bring me all these different things. The end of the Pasuk says that, v'amartem hine matlov if v'pachtem oso, amar shem tefakos v'aveisim gazel, you're going to give me stolen v'asa piseach. You're going to give me the ones that are lame, which aren't able to walk. There's a chola, sick ones. You're going to bring this as a carbon. Should I take it? Should it be accepted? Should I accept this from you? I don't want this stolen stuff from you. And gazel dumya to be pseach. We go and compare the concept of gazel, stolen, to that which is pseach, right? And Rashi points out, this pasuk is showing us a concept of, it's asur lahavi mitzvah ba'avera. You're not allowed to go and bring something which is a mitzvah that comes from an avera. And as we see, gazel dumi b'pisach, something which is stolen is compared to something which is lame. It's totally not able to be brought as a carbon. Ma pisach, let's say, takanta, just like a pisach, something which has this wound that's not able to get better. And it's called the mum kavua olamis, and you're not able to go and bring it as a carbon. Av gazel, let's say, takanta, still do something which is stolen. You're not able to go ahead and bring it takana. It can't be fixed. Not only that, the Gemara takes it further. Lo shna lefnei yish, lo shna la'acher yish. Whether it's before yish or after yish, you go and you steal an animal from someone at any time, it's still not going to be good. You're not going to use it. Now this, Rashi points out, actually is discussion, a machlokas and bava kama, about something being kona b'yush, just to buy them, give up hope, and then whether it belongs to you or not. Or it has to be that also there's some sort of shinoi maise or shinoi bailim at that stage. Also, something has to happen to it, or it's got to be given to someone else. So it says over here, lo shnal lefnei yush, lo shnal le'achir yush, and the Gemara is going to speak it out. Bishlam lefnei yush, I understand if you're dealing with a case when it was before yush, and I go over to some guy, I steal his lulav, and he's not miyayish, he doesn't give up hope from it. He's like, oh, Yve, it's stolen, but he's not giving up hope. He's going to hope he's going to get it back. We know that if a person, let's say, in such a case, that it certainly can't be brought as a carbon, because the Pasuk says, Adam ki akiv mikem, carbon la Hashem. When a person goes and brings a carbon from themselves, Amar Rachmana, v'lavdi dei, when it's not his, when he goes and he steals it. So they're clearly it's not going to work. Elili acha yish, if the guy already gave up hope, what's the big deal? Hi, kanya be'eush. I was kone, I steal this guy's thing, and I was kone it, I steal his animal, I was just kone it. The guy now gives up hope, and I should be able to go ahead and bring it as a carbon. Elalav, mishum da'avali mitzvah ba'avera, must be the reason why I'm not allowed to bring it as a carbon, even though the guy was miyayis, is because it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera. So if we have a source of such an idea, and we learn out this concept that if I end up in such a circumstance, and the same thing is going to come up with a lulav, it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera, and therefore you're not going to be yoytzadan even on the second day. Not because of any of these. It says, l'kachlam l'cham b'yom rishon, first day is a problem. Why second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh? Right? The answer is because it's above Avera. V'yom r'yachon mishom r'yachon v'nyuchay ma'idich se'yiv. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, ki ani Hashem ohev mishpat sonei gaza ba'ola? I am Hashem, I love justice, and I hate thievery, theft. Ba'ola. With a ola. What's an ola? Carbon ola is something which goes straight to Hashem. Everything goes to Hashem. So you think that, hey, you know what? This is all going to Hashem. What are you upset about? You're getting it. Says Rashi, ba'olo shatem mevimli, these olas that you give to me, and he's so nes a gezel shatem gozom osam. I hate the fact that you steal them. Va'af b'shakol shali, even though it's all for me. Va'af mitchila shali oisa, it was already mine even originally. Mashal l'melech basa b'dam. You have a mashal to understand this concept. Shal over al beis hamechas. This guy is going passing by. A beis hamechas, a place you have to pay tax, passing by like a tax collector. Marshall, and what does he do? He says, go give the meches, pay the tax to these people that are collecting the tax. He was traveling through one place to the next. He's got to pay the toll. Amrilo, say back to him, isn't it all yours? It's going back to you anyway. Amar lahem, imeni yulmadu kol avidrachem, everyone should learn from me. V'loy avricho atzom min ha-mechas, they shouldn't stop themselves from paying the mechas. So I similarly, you're going to give it to me, think I'm going to be happy with it? No, I'm not happy with stolen goods. Avakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is saying, says, ani Hashem, sonei gazel ba'ola, I hate such things. Imeni yulmadu banai, v'avricho atzom min ha-gazel, and they're going to separate themselves and move away from any sort of thievery. Okay, now let's back this up. Itmar Nami. I'm Rabbi Ami. Oh, the famous Rabbi Ami. Yavish Pasul of Neshein Hadar. Yavish Pasul because it's not Hadar. It's not beautiful on day two. Gazel Pasul Mishum Dahavale Mitzah Baba Ver. It's a Mitzah Baba Ver even on day two. Done. Yeah, so we back that up. However, this is not everybody agrees with. Upliyo, the Rabbi Yitzchak, this argues in Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, Yom Rav Shmuel. Lo, Shanu Elo B'Yom Tov Rishon. We're only talking about Yom Tov Rishon. If you have a lulav of a guzzle, that's not going to be good, right? Because it says the guzzle is going to be puzzled because Lekachtem Lechem B'Yom Rishon is only day one. Avil B'Yom Tov Sheni, a stolen lulav on Yom Tov Sheni, it will be good, even if it's stolen, mitoch sheyotzei b'shaul, because just like a person can go ahead and he can use a borrowed lulav on day two, it doesn't say lekachtam lechem on day two, you can take a borrowed one, it's only day one, it's got to be yours, yotzei nami b'gazel, if I'm allowed to use a borrowed one on day one, I'm allowed to use even a stolen one on day, I'm sorry, if I'm allowed to use borrowed one on day two, I'm also allowed to use a stolen one on day two. As Rashi says straight out, like we have spoken about, doesn't say lachem, so you're allowed to use a stolen one as well. So this pretty much goes against him, and we are seeing over here that the Rav Yitzchak would say that it's going to be okay. A stolen one on day two is also fine. Against the way that we started by saying that a stolen one on day two is not going to be fine because of mitzvah baba avera. Now it's a kasha on this other one. You say what? A stolen one on day two is going to be okay. Also, of Nachmar Yitzchak, lulav agazel yavish pasul. The Mishnah says lulav agazel yavish pasul. What's the inference of that? Ha shol kasher. And clearly, what day we got to figure out what are we talking about over here? It's only if it's stolen or if it's dry that's going to be no good, but if it's borrowed, it's going to be kosher. Amos, what are you talking about? Elema b'yom tov rishon. If you want to say that a borrowed one is good on the first day, and that's what it's referencing, haksiv lechem. It says lechem, which means it's got to be yours and it can't be borrowed. Mishal lechem, got to be yours. V'hai lav didei, it's not yours. El alav yom tov sheni, it must be. This is talking about day number two. And therefore, if a katani guzzle puzzle, and it still says that guzzle is going to be puzzle against Rabbi Yitzchak's understanding. I think it's Rabbeinu Yitzchak. What do we say? Rabbi Yitzchak. Against Rabbi Yitzchak's understanding that it should be okay on day two and on. So here, clearly, the Mishnah says Lulav Gazel Yavish is going to be puzzle, which the implication of that is that a shawl is going to be okay, and clearly that can't be on day one. So everything must be talking about day two over here, and therefore it says guzzle is puzzle. So what are you going to do? Amar Rava, 9. Nice try. Nishkanaraya. Because the Olam, we could say that's Yom Tov Rishon. Let's talk about Yom Tov Rishon. Velomi Bai Kamar. Don't make an inference and say that Shaul is going to be okay. It's a Lomi Bai. Lomi Bai Shaul. I don't have to say that a Shaul is not going to be good. The Lavdi Deyu, because it's not yours. Aval Gazel, but if you stole it, in a case of where you steal the Lulav, Amos Tam Gazel Yish Bailimu. Maybe you would say that a person goes ahead and they steal from somebody, Miyaya, it's going to be Amos Tam Gazel. Even if you didn't hear the guy give up hope, it's as if he gave up immediately. Rashi says, it's right in his face, he steals it from him. He's a gazel, not a ganov. He steals it. A gozel means to be gazel, means in front of his face. Therefore, clearly the guy's going to give up hope. And maybe over there, it's going to be considered like it's yours. And therefore, the Mishnah had to come out straight up and say, no, of course a shaul, but even a gazel, which you would think that you should get out of it, even that case is not going to be as well. Rashi says, "Kamashalom to add the shaminon the yaish. Unless we hear these miyaish, lo kanile the meimar amar hashta who the takif minai lamacher tafsin alei bedina. Because maybe the guy's going to say, no, I don't give up hope because tomorrow I'm going to take him to dinner. I'm going to get it back, and therefore, it is not the case that it's going to be good. We don't go with the yaish." So, nice try. We tried to bring a raya that Rav Yitzchak, I'm sorry, we had to say kashan of Yitzchak, and it turns out that he survives. And really, this could be talking about only on day one it's a problem, but on day two, then a lulav of a gazel would taka be okay. Interessant. Amalu Rav Huna lanu avankari. Rav Huna said to the avankaris, Rashi says there, tagre kol davar listakarbo, kigon kelim kitanim. These are salesmen, basically. People go to sell things from place to place, and they also sell lulavim. So he says to the lulav sale, the sellers of lulavs, the lulav people, kizav nisu osa meovde kochavim. When you go ahead, let's say, a person has a whole company selling the arb minim, let's say, Morgan's minim in Eretz Yisrael. So they go, basically, Rav Huna said to Morgan's minim, kizav nisu osa meovde kochavim. When you're going, you're going to buy, are myrtles, which is hadasim. When you're going to buy the asam of the kochavim, so make sure Rashi says because you take no hadas min anochim le'egur mehem lo shana, in order to wrap it all together to make your shanas lo tigzazu aton. You shouldn't cut it from the ground itself. Ella ligzizua inu v'yavulchu. Let the goyim cut it and then give it to you. My time of havos. In other words, what's the reason? Why is that? Stam of the chavim gazloni arasininu. The stam guy stole the land from someone. Really, maybe this land belongs to a yid. And therefore, now if you go ahead and you're going to be cutting yourself, you're basically going to be stealing from a yid. Beep, turn the page, lama the base. Vekarka in an exels, but you're actually not able to steal land, meaning it's never going to be kona to the gazlan and any sort of yish at all. Liolam, it's in the chazuk, the cheskas ba'alehi. And then we learn from a pasuk, the Gemara Bava Kama goes and spells it out. But once, as Rashi explains the Gemara there, but once it's already talush, it's already ripped out of the ground, then it's guzzle, it's already it's totally theft. At that point, it's stolen, and the one who goes and he's totally shit, that's one who steals it. Therefore, you shouldn't be the one to go and do it. Right, l'gzuzah hein min ha-mechubar v'yitnu l'chem, let me give it to you, that it should be hein ha-gazlanim v'atem lochem osa mehen. They're the gazlan, the goyim, and you're taking it from them. V'abayil mesial shu kvara, she says, and the owners already gave up hope. Mikola peris v'have yish etzlam, it's miyayish etzlam, v'acharkach hu mishtanem erishusalim rishuschem. So you have two things that are going on. You have yish and you have shinoi rishus. So let him go out and pull out of the ground. They stole it. Then they give it over. Shinoi rishus, that's enough. Then it belongs to the other person. And we move on. V'kasav Rashi says, Yish greida lokani. Just Yish itself, this is going to the man da'amer, if Huna is going to the man da'amer, that says, just Yish itself does not going to allow a person to be konit. Aval Yish vishina rishus kani, then it's going to be kani. V'yigrami, another is, the kani mitzvah baba avera, let's leave it over there, but let's keep going now. Hilkach ligzuzua inu, let them go ahead and let them cut it down. Ki heichi deleva yish bailim bidayu did who? So when it turns out that the yish bailim actually ends up happening, it's in their hands, the goyim. Vishina reshus bidayhu, and then the shina reshus end up in your hands, and now everything is good and dandy, and now you're able to go ahead and use it for the heilige mitzvah. In fact, the Gemara, I understand. Sof ki gazu avankri, let Morgan's mean him, let him go ahead and cut it himself, because he's not using it. He's going and selling it to the next guy, and let the next yid who goes along and take from it. It shouldn't be a problem at all. They're not right. They're not getting it. Now it's a shina reshus by them, and therefore it should be fine. Sof ki gazu avankri, the yish bailim bidayo. The yish is in their hands. Vishina reshus be done, and the shina reshus is the ones who come to buy from him. As the Gemara lo tzvicha b'shana davankri gufayo, it's talking about Morgan himself when he's going to cut it down. Morgan's minim, he's doing it for himself, and therefore in such an instance, make sure that you go and get it from, let the guy do it. Otherwise, you're going to end up having it in your hands, and then it's going to be stolen goods. Rashi says, "Ba'osan shem konan letzar kon letzar." They want to go and be yotzei within themselves. Let the guy go and cut it, and then let it be a shina rishus. Says Gemara, "What's the problem here? V'lik niyua b'shinoi ma'isa. Let it be that." Even if the merchants themselves pull it out of the ground, those sellers, they go and sell it, even Harav Morgan himself pulls it out, but let it be what's called a Shinoi Maisa, and through the Shinoi Maisa, now he's konit, and it becomes like Kilo Shinoi Rishus. Rashi says, Sha'eged, Shloshes Aminim Yachad, the Shinoi Maisa, Nami Kani. Even through a Shinoi Maisa, ends up being Kona in such a circumstance, and therefore, now it should be fine. Now it's totally theirs, even if they're using it, and therefore it's not called Lulav HaGazel anymore, right? We know there's halacha, you go and you steal something from somebody, you have to return to them the thing that you stole, but if there's a shin or some sort of change that happens with it, so now you're chayev to pay for them the value of what it was. And over here, shinoi of maisa, of doing eged itself, of binding them together, that's a shinoi maisa, that itself is enough to be able to, that now it belongs to that person, the merchant themselves, the sellers themselves, and now they have to go ahead and just pay back the money. in which case it should be fine. Says Gemara, two answers. Number one, Kasavar lulav ein tzarich eged. Avuna is of the opinion that he doesn't hold that you need to do eged, since you don't have to do any eged over there. Therefore, there's no shinoi maisa, and that's why make sure that the goyim cut it down, so then it would be a shinoi rishos. Vim tim saloma lulav tzarich eged. Even if you want to say that it does need eged, shinoi chazal libiyosu, this is a type of shinoi that can go right back to what it was. Rashi says, if you're mater agdan, very ein kirishona, just untie the knot that you donned them together, and they're all separate. It's as if there was never really shinoi. Shinoi means something that's going to be a real change, that it's going to be like that forever. But if you just put them together and put a, you know, a, what do you call those things? Kapach kluksh, I can't remember. Sure, someone will tell me. You put one of those little kneidelich that hold it together. Hopefully it's a pot of a kneidelich. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. If you put a little kneidelich to go out and hold the thing together, that's not really doing much. You can just go right back to it. Vishina chos lebiyoso losh mishina. It's not called a shino, and therefore you have to let the guy cut it. It says the Gemara of velikni yua b'shino Hashem. What about Shinoi Hashem? Just changing the name itself. When you change its name, now it goes ahead and now that should be a Shinoi enough that it should become yours and let him just cut it himself and then do a Shinoi Hashem. And then there's a whole change and now it's not considered a guzzle anymore. Meaning you still owe the money. You have to pay the person back, assuming that's what it was. It was the Jews and whatever. But at least it's yours to be able to abuse. The Meikara Havalei Asa. It used to be called an Asa. That's what they called it. It was just called a Hadas, a Myrtle. The Hashta, now when you put it all together, it's got a whole new shtickel toida. It becomes a new entity. Hoshana. Beep, turn the page. Amen Aleph, Amen Aleph. Hoshana. Now it's called the Hoshana when you put them all together. Says the Gemara, nice try. Meikar nami l'aso shana karidoi. They even called a single asa by itself, Hoshana, even before you put them all together. Therefore, there's actually no shinoi shame over here. Being that there's no shinoi shame over here, therefore, again, let the guy go ahead and do it for you so you don't end up with a lulav ha-gazel. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.